Are scheduled to tip at 1:30 with the Hornet men tipping at 3:30. It's Super Saturday with all general admission tickets at the door, half price if you're in your ESU gear. Don't miss Emporia State Hornet and Lady Hornet basketball against Lincoln this Saturday at White Auditorium.
Newman Regional Health offers a full range of services and specialties conveniently right here in Emporia for the people of Lyon and surrounding counties. Recognized as a top 100 critical access hospital in the United States for the third consecutive year, Newman Regional Health is committed to providing high-quality health care to people of all ages. For a list of services, to find a provider, or to request an appointment, visit them online at newmanrh.org or call 620-343-6800. Like them on Facebook at NRH Emporia to stay up to date on all things related to the health care of our community.
Hey, BOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 826, 48 degrees. And welcome on to What's In Outdoors. Welcome back once again. Hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning at this time. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew on East 12th near the Water Tower. They'll take great care of you. And also brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. They don't have it, it's probably not around. Simple as that. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And I believe Mr. Phil Totten is back in a studio north off the Lincoln Council Grove. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. How you getting along?
Doing good today. You back home?
Yes, sir, I am. I tell you, my head still swims, spinning around. I'm still trying to get my ears in the right shape. You know, one way you can do it, if your ear's not quite right, and, you know, going into the mountains or something, your ears pop, how to get them cleared. You know one way you can straighten that out?
I don't, Phil. Do you? Are
nope.
You still working on
yes,
it?
I studied it.
Oh,
I studied
okay.
it because if you take a drink of water, or if you can swallow and hold your nose at the same time, your ears will pop, and it does help with the hearing.
Okay. I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
The only problem I have now is when I did that, I kicked the back of Ginger's seat. I was riding in the back seat, and now I got a sore foot, too.
All right, Phil.
Ron, did I tell you about falling through the ice before I went to North Carolina and needing to swim for my life?
No, Phil, you did not. You failed to mention that.
I'll tell you, I wasn't practicing for the polar plunge, I guarantee you, and it was quite a shock. And we'll get into that a little bit later on in
okay.
the show. But, Ron, I've asked Terry Scott of Wakanda Boat Motors out of Glen Elder to join us on the show. I know a lot of my friends are asking about boats, and, of course, here at the marina. And there is a shortage of boats. And so I wanted Terry to sort of tell us about what the market was, how to go about ordering a boat, and then also a little bit about the fishing there at Glen Elder. So, Terry, welcome to the
Phil,
show. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
As of right now, anyways, over the last couple of years, boats have really been selling, I would say, better than they have in 20 years, which is great in ways, but also it has its downfalls, I guess. Normally this time of year, I would have a lot full of boats and a showroom full of different models for customers to come look and sit in different boats, which right now, due to the high demand, and not only that, but the supply chain issues the manufacturers are facing, dealers' lots are mostly sold boats, and so really you just have to get your name on an order. Depending on the model you might want, I would say it's anywhere from 3 to 4 months to 8 to 9 months. You know, it just kind of depends, but you can still get your boats. It's just not quite as, you just can't, it's not as easy to just go up to a lot and pick one out and drive off with it, I guess.
And does that go along with motors? I know some people have boats now, and the motor went bad. I know my daughter, they bought a new pontoon. Well, it was a used new pontoon to them last summer, mm-hmm. and it wasn't too long. They lost the motor, and when they tried to order a new motor, they was talking about a year. Is that still going on?
Yeah, it's all the motors are being absorbed by the boat manufacturers so they can get their boats out the door, if that makes sense. So if you're the guys that are looking for a loose motor are kind of taking a back seat, and I know Mercury on most of theirs was 54 weeks, which is just over a year. If you were just looking to buy a motor by itself.
Well, I know talking with Kevin Rich there in Salina, he worked with you to get him a new Lund, and it's quite a process. And if someone wanted to buy a new boat today, what would be a good process? They do need to get their name on a list, but would you help them pick out the equipment
Absolutely.
On a boat?
Yep, any more would people come in, and I've still got boats around for anybody that wants to come look at boats. They're just usually sold ones that haven't been picked up yet, but people call or come in and talk to me or through email, which whatever works for them, but I answer a lot of their questions, and then we get whatever model of boat they want ordered, and I help them pick out the options, you know, what I think or what they think they might want the best, and, of course, electronics is another thing. We install all the electronics in-house here usually after we get the boat, and that way you can pick and choose whatever you want there. I know a lot of the electronics and stuff can be, they're just as bad or worse than the boats as far as how long they can take to get in some cases. But yeah, people just come in and we sit down and talk about what they might want, how they would want it packaged, and we get it ordered.
Well, that Lund is quite a boat that Kevin got, and, you know, I think it was December. We were trying to hold a marina in place here at Council Grove, and you posted a picture of the winds on the lake there at the Wakanda, which is also known as Glen Elder for the listeners. What boat would you recommend for Arkansas waters day in and day out?
Really, these Lunds are just known for their rough water ride. Any of the Lund models are going to be good for that. Obviously, if you're wanting to go when it's always rough and never worry about the wind, length always makes a big difference. So, I mean, the longer the better in that case. But, you know, like that video of the waves that day, I don't think you're going to want to be out there in anything. But,
well, what happens sometimes is you don't have the intent to be out there, but Mother Nature can kick up a bad hair day, and before you know it, you are in water. Not quite
you
like
bet.
That,
yep.
But I've never seen water like that. But,
yeah, and these Lunds are safe. It doesn't matter if you do get caught in something like that. It'll get you home, you know. So that's what they're kind of known for, is their big water ride.
Has Glen Elder opened up yet, or are you still iced in?
Well, we were iced in until early this week. We at least have one ramp. I know Osage Boat Ramp is open now, and so you can get a boat on the water. Most all the ice is pretty well gone, except in the backs of the coves. And so we got some nice 60-degree weather this week, which should be able to get out there and do some fishing. I know they were catching some crappie. Some guys went through the ice, or didn't go through the ice, I'm sorry. Some guys ice fished here, too, and, you know, they're a little braver than I would be, but I haven't really heard how good they did, but this time of year, usually, if you can get out there, you can catch the crappie schooled up on the river channel. And
what species is the lake known for?
What species?
Yes, sir.
Well, crappie, walleye, it's full of white bass. In the summertime, of course, it's got a little bit of everything. It's a really good smallmouth lake, too, if you're into that. And not a lot of people really come to fish for them, but I think it's one of the best smallmouth lakes in the state. But I'd say the majority of the people are fishing for crappie or walleye most of the time.
We talked about ramps being closed and some being open and marginal. I do know some people will go out and break ice with their boat. Is that a very good idea?
I don't know if it's a great idea or not, but, I mean, if you're just talking a skim of ice or less than an inch or something like that, I mean, if you go real slow with these Lunds, it really doesn't hurt them. I've done it myself before. A lot of people do. I guess just kind of use your head and how thick it might be. But
that's one thing we have a little bit trouble with these days sometimes, Terry's common sense, especially when you got a cabin fever and you want to go fishing. How's your market on pontoons?
They're just the same. About all the inventory or all the boats are about the same. I'm a Harris pontoon dealer, and I've still got a few of those open slots that are going to build here in the next few months, March, April, and May anyway. I've got some open slots yet. So I can still get people on the water in one of those this boating season yet.
And final question, Terry.
But you're limited on how many you can get, which is not normal. So
okay. Final question, and well, I got two. One thing I'd like for you to tell the listeners where they can find you located on Glen Elder. But what I was wondering, too, was, you know, how the fishing was and you know, what we can do out there. But how can our listeners get hold of you, Terry?
How can what, sorry?
How can our listeners get in touch with you to talk about?
Oh, Well, our website's WakandaBoats.com. Our phone number is just 785-545-3545, and my email is terry@wakandaboats.com. So just anywhere through one of those, you know, and I'm usually always here.
So I really appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to get back out there. I got a good buddy lives right there off the lake. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, Tyson Sear. And I want to thank you, for the service. I've talked to several people about your service out there, and they give you an A+, I guarantee you.
Yep, well, we appreciate it. We try to keep everybody happy.
All righty, guy. Well, Ron, let's
thanks for having me on.
Break. Okay, so. Sir.
All right, you're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Totten, Friday mornings here at KVOE Live and Local, 835, 48 degrees. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Just like us two-legged critters, livestock need fresh, clean water available 24 hours a day. The best way to get it is with Ritchie Waterers, and Blue Stem's got them. Ritchie Livestock Watering Systems only pump water when the animal needs it. Ritchie Waterers can keep water from freezing in the winter and keep it cool in the summer. Stop breaking your back breaking ice, hauling buckets, and scrubbing out water troughs. Get Ritchie Waterers. Fresh water for life. Come see all the Ritchie options at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Dad at KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 836, 48 degrees. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Every Friday morning here, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Phil Totten back home from North Carolina. Just Studio North, Council Grove Lake with us, and Phil was touching on falling through the ice. Well, when did this happen? Where did this happen, Phil?
Well, the last couple of weeks, Ron, I've been hitting on the show about feeding the eagles. And I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying that, sitting here at Studio North. They fly by, coming over the house, and then they go to the lake. And I was going out on the dock, and really, it just put a hex on me. She has been saying, we need to get a new dock. We need to get a new dock. Well, my father and a friend put our walkway and the dock in back in 1969. Those two gentlemen, I tell you, they knew how to work. They did all that with a sledgehammer and a cutting torch and putting it together. And through the years, I put every kind of patch on it but a cucumber patch. Ginger's really scared about going out there, and, of course, with the grandkids. And so I was going to get out there. I started throwing fish. Well, I threw a possum out there one day and nothing touched it. We touched on that earlier in other shows. Started throwing fish out there, and sure enough, the eagles start coming in. So I wanted to bait them up one more time, and I walked out, and I stepped on the ramp, and it broke.
Oh!
So when I fell in, I was still on the ramp, and so I went towards the floating dock. And I took care of feeding the eagles, but then I looked back, and I was wondering, how in the world was I going to get back to shore? And I know even if Ginger was home, she probably wouldn't come out there and help me. But the only way was to try to get back in. So I walked back onto the ramp that broke, and I slipped and fell in and wound. I was in water up to my neck.
Oh, wow.
And I was swimming and doing everything I can, and then finally common sense hit me, so I stood up and walked out. The water was only about knee-deep. I was lucky. So, people, if you're thinking about going out on that ice or getting out there, sure, I have that personal flotation device, and I know the ice now isn't safe enough to be ice fishing. But, Ron, I'm going to try to work on this year, our second part of our show, being a little section called Nature Notes, and what I'm seeing here in the outdoors, what I've heard other outdoorsmen tell me about. And we're really looking good with the number of quail that we have left over after the season. Quail hunting has been awful good, but the last week of the season, the people are telling me the good, stable, strong coveys have been fighting it. And so part of that is just You know, when you hunt an area, don't hunt it out and leaving birds. But I'm really encouraged by the number of quail that we have coming into the spring to the breeding season to make a good population for hunting next year. One of the things my friends in Midwest Outdoors on their show talk about the number of turkeys that are not being seen in Missouri. And they're trying to talk to the wildlifeologists and see what they can do to bring those turkeys back. And I know in Kansas, the number of turkeys have really been declining. But I did see a winter flock the other day that probably had 25 birds in it. Not the 200 to 300 birds I used to see out at Melbourne Lake, but 25 is a start. So turkey season, of course, they only had one little segment this year. It didn't run the complete time that our upland game bird season run. And then, two, we could only harvest, I believe, one this year to where it used to be four. So they are coming back. I hope they come back, the big numbers, especially for our younger hunters to be able to enjoy them like I have. I did see a flock of pelicans just came in last night, so we might have some migration going back north. We're waiting to see new birds passing through at the bird feeder. And yesterday I saw a flock of cedar waxwings come by, and they don't stay around here all the time, so they're migrating back through. Whether they're going south with this forecast for this weekend, I don't know, but the cedar waxwing is a unique bird, and I started studying them. I first saw them when I was working out there at the PE building at the Emporia State, going down there and playing racquetball. And they had some crabapple trees there, and one of the staples of a cedar waxwings are eating the fermented fruit. And so I marveled at them. I planted crabapple trees at the house and started getting them in there. One afternoon, I recollect, it was early. I was mowing yard, but the pyracantha bush had some fermented fruit on it. And a single cedar waxwing, he came down and would get a fruit. This flock of birds, sometimes they will fight over one little piece of fruit, or then they'll get on a line and pass that one little fruit down and back across that line before one finally eat it. But this particular bird, he would come down to the pyracantha, he'd get him a fruit, he'd fly up to the limb and eat it, then he'd go to the water fountain and get some water, then he'd fly back up to the limb and then fly back to the bush. And what he was doing was having a good time with that fermented stuff. It might have been like wine to him.
I bet it was.
So I thought if he can partake in the afternoon, so can I. So I went in the house and got me a camera. Before the day was over, Ron, I could get within 3 foot of that bird and take that picture.
Oh, wow.
I mean, nature has a lot of fun, and it's pretty cheap entertainment to get outside, and that's one thing I call outside for a better inside. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and I'll let you know some things we got coming up in the area and some Zoom meetings I got going on today to get youth and families outside.
All right. Can't wait for that. Phil Totten hosting What's In Outdoors on KVOE. It is 8:43. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
The only thing better than a new pair of boots is a new pair of boots on sale. During Blue Stem's boot sale, they're reducing prices on men's and ladies' boots to make room for new styles. Save on boots for work, boots for play, and boots for getting all dressed up. Justin, Durango, Timberland Pro, Wolverine, Ariat, and lots more of your favorite brands. So kick up your heels and head on out to the early season boot sale going on now at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:44. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, coming to you from Studio North up there at the Council Grove Lake on a mild Friday morning, but the wind kicking up a bit. Going to be cooling down next couple of days, but more really nice weather next week, Phil. So looks like there's some opportunities to get outdoors and enjoy here, huh? Oh, there we go. There's the button. All right, there you go, Phil.
Yes, sir. Ron, you talk about the wind, and when Eric can get to it, I know he'll put that video up that we talked about earlier, just how bad Kansas lakes can get into. So I do, and with the wind and how rally they can get, I do, you know, once again, people, if you're going to be going anywhere, even to grandma's for Christmas or Thanksgiving or go see have an Easter celebration, you want to check that weather. I know one time the crappie fishing was really good down here. I took off to, this was in early March, I took off to a field trial in Dodge City, and on April 12th, it snowed 12 inches. So that's just how can change. I don't think we got anything bad like that in forecast coming up, do we,
Ron? Maybe some snow next Wednesday or Thursday, Phil, and they're saying a couple inches plus maybe, so a little early to tell.
Well, as long as it doesn't get like it was up in Michigan, I'll be happy with that. But I have, and What's in Outdoors is always interested in sharing news about our conservation groups or nonprofit groups that are doing things. So people, please keep us in the loop. From listening with KVOE, I do hear that they have a Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet coming up this Saturday. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Ron?
Well, I know that Saturday night they are back. Lance Fullerton will be, he's one of the, he's the auctioneer. Of course, he's one of the co-chairs of the event this year. But doors open, I think, at 5 o'clock out at the Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. You can get your tickets at the door. But they have great food. I think Lazy Butt Barbecue is providing the food out there for their dinner. And they have a full slate of great auction items lined up. And if anyone knows auctioneering, it's Lance Fullerton. He's a state champion, donates a lot of his time to a fundraising efforts around here. So going to be a good one, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet and Auction tomorrow night, Anderson Building. There it is,
and
Bill.
And the Lazy Butt Barbecue is one of the best, I guarantee you. I know they come down here and do some barbecue competitions, and I just walk through there and like that cedar waxwing, I sort of lose it just smelling all that good stuff. Listeners, you can go to our Watson Outdoors webpage and see some of these programs and hope to get you out and get you involved with. A lot of schools now, Ron, they have archery in the school, which is the NASB program, and these kids now can go to their tournament, national tournament. Well, it's a statewide tournament that will let them get to a national tournament. That's going to be February 25th through 26th. At the Hutchinson Fairgrounds. So that's always something good. The kids really like to go to that, and I like to go watch them. March 11th and 13th, I've been contacted to be part of that outdoor show up at Overland Park. And we will be representing the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and Missouri. So there's going to be some awful good speakers there, some awful good seminars. People that have been coming to our outdoor shows here in Council Grove and also with the Avamasapis Car in Emporia, they met Kim Burnett. Kim will be talking about fly fishing, jig tying, and then doing demonstrations, as well Thomas Heining, who a couple of years ago, I believe he was a state champion bass fisherman, and now he's fishing on the professional circuit. So that's going to be a good show. We're building on that. I got a Zoom meeting with them on Monday. March 19th, we're going to be part of the St. Pat's Parade and celebration there in Emporia. I really thank the committee for including Watson Outdoors again in their fundraiser. Got a Zoom meeting later on today, Ron. We're planning a big Earth Day event at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. So that's going to be a good deal on April 23rd. We'll lead into some other programs there and also talk with whoever's in attendance about being a part of our 2022 Avamasapis Car program. Ron, that ought to... Oh, no, I got to mention one more, April 30th. That's the Cast and Blast down here at Council Grove, where we'll be teaching all about fishing and working with groups. And the Kansas Crappie Club will be having a crappie tournament. And April 30th, I'll tell you, the crappie fishing ought to really be good, so... hope to get some people from Emporia down here and take in all the sights of that.
All right, and quickly, you mentioned St. Patrick's, you know, the parade next month, but don't forget their big benefit auction, big fundraiser coming up in just a couple of weeks from today, Phil. It'll be Friday the 25th, a silent auction at 6 o'clock at Bruff's with the live auction starting at 7. So, raising money.
Well, they do some good.
Yeah.
Oh, they do some good work. I hope to have we're going to have a pontoon in the parade, and we're working on getting a 1968 mule, something that was used by our Army in the wars, and it'll be pulling the pontoon.
Ooh, okay.
We hope to fill that pontoon with kids and just have a lot of smiling and waving going on.
That's good. That's a good thing, smiling and waving.
That's what it's all about, partner. Well, Ron, God bless. I'll be back next Friday. You take care.
All right. Good to talk to you. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning here, KVOE Live and local. What's In Outdoors. Log on to KVOE.com and hop on Phil's page, What's In Outdoors, under the community tab there. And make sure you tune in every Friday morning right around 8:20 here. What's In Outdoors brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If they don't have it, it's probably not around. Enough said right there on Blue Stem. And Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the great crew out there will take great care of you. Thanks to them for sponsoring What's In Outdoors. It is 8:51. Good morning.
More states are ending mask mandates today. ABC's Whit Johnson has those details.